Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I want to talk a little about the blessings we have from the Lord. And of course, play some wonderful God-honoring music for you. I hope you'll stay tuned. Because of our busy schedule, sometimes my husband and I commit only a very limited amount of time every week to exercise. Yet, when we arrange our schedule to incorporate some exercise in our lives, we find we really enjoy not only the time away from our offices, but being outside, enjoying the beauty of God's creation around us. Yes, then our time together does not come from duty, but delight in each other and in our world. Well, in Psalm 119, David tells of his delight in God's word. He uses the word delight 8 times in Psalm 119. Throughout the chapter, he writes, "I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Then later he writes, "I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love." The psalmist's words, "I will delight," indicates that it's a deliberate act of his will. He chooses to delight in reading God's word. It's not a burden for him to delight in God's word because he loves it. David's close relationship with God created in him a desire to know what God had to say to him. And you know, in the same way, for us to move from duty, "I really should read the Bible more," to delight in God's word, we need to take time with the Lord in prayer and Bible study. When we remember how much God loves us and cherishes us, we will delight to spend time with him. And in verse 97, he writes, "Oh, how I love your word. It is my meditation all the day." Oh, yes, dear friends, whether you take time to read the Bible in the morning, at noon, or at night, like David, choose to make God's word your delight. Ask God to speak to you through the verses you read, and he will. He loves to talk to you as you delight in him. It's one of the many blessings that we have from God. Well, now, let's listen to a song by Cheryl Salem as she sings, "Lift Him Up."
Offering the world salvation, worthy of our adoration, reason for our celebration. Who is this one whose great song must be sung? It is Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Lift him up,
who's for us.
Lift him up,
omnipotent.
Lift him up,
magnificent.
Deserving of praise, be all glory to him.
Provider,
Lord and King,
our healer,
Lord and King, all praise to him.
Yes, let's each one of us lift him up, our Lord and King. Yes, let's lift him up and tell the gospel story to people in our world. Well, in thinking of the many blessings of the Lord in our lives, one major blessing for mankind was when the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in the late 1940s. They contain the oldest known copies of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. Well, for decades, the scrolls have been carefully guarded and their use restricted to a small group of scholars. But in an effort to preserve the ancient fragments while broadening access to them, the Antiquities Authority, in partnership with Google, is making high-resolution images of the 2,000-year-old scrolls, so it will be available to everyone online. Well, that's really exciting. That means that you or I will soon be able to study the scrolls. That is, if we know Hebrew. But each of us would be blessed just seeing the fragments, looking at them, and realizing that they're thousands of years old. But it's also a reminder of the great treasure that we currently possess in the Bible itself. Throughout Psalm 119, which we looked at in the previous segment, the writer celebrates the eternal nature and life-changing wisdom of God's Word. And right in the middle of Psalm 119, the writer declares in verse 93, "I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life." Yes, many of us, at least in the United States, have had a Bible almost all our lives. And yet, how much time do we spend in reading and studying it? How deeply do we think about the meaning of familiar passages? Yes, like King David in earlier chapters, let's choose to delight in reading the Bible. Let's ask God to guide us and teach us and strengthen us through His Word. Let's ask Him to give us wisdom for our daily lives as we read and study it. Well, if you're going through a difficult time in your life right now, this next song is for you. The Couriers Quartet sings for you, "Lord, Give Me a Song at Midnight."
In my darkest hour, my lonely, troubled hour, when walking by faith, the only way. Lord, I ask of you one thing, and that would be a song to sing, till once again I see the light of day. Song to sing at midnight. clear day at noon. Their religion's not on trial, not at all. But if they've got the faith all right, it's gonna work through the night. If they're still singing, then they've got it after all.
Yes, in our darkest hour, Jesus will give us a song to sing at midnight when troubles all around are closing in. Oh yes, if we ever need a song, it's then at midnight. Well, that's Jesus' promise that he will give us a song. So on this program, I'm talking about remembering God's blessings in our lives, no matter what is going on. When I was a child, I remember my 5th birthday. I wasn't just excited about the cake. No, I was happy that I was no longer only 4. I was going to school. I was growing up. Well, as I've gotten older, however, birthdays have sometimes been more discouraging than exciting. Last year when I celebrated my birthday, a reminder that I was growing older, my husband cheered me up with the reminder that I should be grateful to be growing older. He reminded me of Psalm 71, where the psalmist talks about God's presence throughout his life. In verses 6 and 7, the psalmist writes, "You, God, took me out of my mother's womb. By you I have been upheld from birth. My praise shall be continually of you." And in verse 17, he proclaims, "O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works." And then along in verse 18, he says, "Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation." Yes, we may have had difficulties throughout our lives, and we may be gray-headed, but with the psalmist, we can still declare God's goodness in our world. So when your birthday comes, let it remind you of God's faithfulness in your life. Your prayer could be, "Lord, remind me often that growing older means I'm growing nearer to you. Keep my heart filled with gratitude for your many blessings." Oh yes, let's count our many blessings birthday by birthday. Well, now let's listen to Vern Jackson sing that wonderful song, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One."
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings.
and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Yes, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and you will see what the Lord has done. Well, when this program's over, I hope you'll take a few minutes to do that. You might even take a moment to thank the Lord that my program's on your station. Of course, I'd love to hear from you and that you are listening. That would be a huge blessing for me. Well, I read that John F. Burns spent 40 years covering world events for the New York Times. In an article written after his retirement in 2015, Burns wrote, "Never forget, it's not how far you've traveled, it's what you've brought back." Yes, what we can bring back in our lives is the memory of the many blessings that God has given us. Well, Psalm 37 could be considered King David's list of what he brought back from his journey in life, from shepherd boy to soldier and then king. Psalm 37 is a list of the contrast of the wicked with the righteous, and affirming those who trust in the Lord. David begins with, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Oh, there's so many wonderful verses in this chapter. I hope you'll read all of Psalm 37. But let's jump to verses 23 and 24. It says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." And then verse 25, one of my favorite verses, says, "I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken." No, it's not how far we've traveled in life, but what we remember of God's blessings in our lives. Yes, as our years add up, God's faithfulness continues and our blessings keep multiplying. Well, now let's listen to a song by the Gaither Vocal Band as they sing, "Oh, What a Time." I love this song because it lists some of the names of our Lord. They sing, "He's the light in my darkness, my burden bearer, my joy in sorrow, my sword and shield." Oh, it's so wonderful. Here they are, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord.
verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wondrous deeds. King David wrote this psalm as a prayer and thanksgiving for the Lord. And you know, being grateful for something that I cannot see yet happening requires a faithful attitude. But being grateful for circumstances that don't seem to be going my way requires my complete trust in God. I recall times when situations in my life seemed most difficult until I was able to look at them later in hindsight. Then I could see how all the pieces fit together to bring me to the doorstep of a new divine blessing from the Lord. You know, one of the best things that we can do for others is to pray for them. Praying for others is a way that we can give them a blessing at any time of the day or night. As many of you know who listen to Psalms of Hope, I pray for you at dawn each day. When I receive letters asking for prayer, it's as I am looking at the mountains outside my office window that I pray for your needs by name. And then I take a special time to pray for the Lord to bless all of you, my listeners, whom I haven't met, even you precious listeners on the other side of the world. I pray for God's unbounded love to come into your lives each and every day. Yes, I think of you each time I pray and plan for this program. I pray that not only the scriptures I read, the thoughts I share, but also the words of the songs that I play will be a special blessing to each of you. So I would love to hear from you this week. My announcer will give you my information. You know, I don't have a big staff to answer letters, so I read, pray, and answer each time you write, because I know God wants to care for you and bless you. And if you can help support this program to help us stay on your station, I would appreciate it so much. Thank you. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope and trust in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.